Surah An-Nisa, verses 153 to 162.
What did they say? فَقَالُوا, they said to Musa alayhi salam, أَرِنَا اللَّهَ جَهْرًا. We want to see Allah face to face. Then we will believe you are a Nabi, and then we will believe that the Torah is his kitab. When they said this, those who went with Musa alayhi salam to Mount Tur, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ بِظُلْمِهِمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, so the thunderbolt seized them on account of their wickedness. Then they were forgiven because of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's dua. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ اتَّخَذُوا الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ. Then they took to worshipping the calf. They worshipped the calf. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ. Even after clear miracles and signs had come to them. فَعَفَوْنَا عَنْ ذَلِكَ. So we forgave them for that as well. وَآتَيْنَا مُوسَى سُلْطَانًا مُبِينًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we granted Musa alayhi salam a clear authority over them. Musa alayhi salam eventually destroyed the calf, burnt it to ashes and scattered its ashes, and those who worshipped the calf were punished, they were executed. This was the way for their tawbah to be accepted. So there is a lot of detail in the notes, we can read it. Let us go through these ayat more quickly. Bismillah. Ayah 154. وَرَفَعْنَا فَوْقَهُمُ الطُّورَ بِمِيثَاقِهِمْ. And we raised and suspended Mount Tur above them to bind them to their covenant. وَقُلْنَا لَهُمُ ادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا. And we instructed them, enter the gate humbly with prostration. وَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ, the gates of the city. وَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ لَا تَعْدُوا فِي السَّبْتِ. And we instructed them, do not transgress in the matter of the Sabbath. وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا. And we took a firm pledge from them. Ayah 155. فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists all the evils of the Yahud. They were punished eventually. Why? Then they met their fate on account of them breaking their pledge. Naqdul mithaq. They broke their pledge. Wa kufrihim bi ayatillah. And due to their disbelief in the verses or signs of Allah. Wa qatlihimul anbiya'a bi ghayri haq. And due to their slaying of the prophets without any justification. وَقَوْلِهِمْ قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ. And for them saying, they said, our hearts are sealed. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the message of Islam to them, they said, we the Yahud are a people whose hearts are protected in a covering. Any falsehood does not penetrate our hearts. So Islam, they meant, was falsehood. It cannot penetrate our hearts. Our hearts are protected. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ. Instead, it is Allah that has placed a seal over their hearts because of their kufr and disbelief. فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. So they do not believe a little, but for a little, or a few among them only believe. Ayah 156, وَبِكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا. And for their disbelief, and that they uttered a monstrous slander against Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them. Ayah 157. وَقَوْلِهِمْ. And for them declaring, what did they say? إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحِ. We certainly have killed the Masih, Isa ibn Maryam. Isa, the son of Maryam. Rasulullah, who is the messenger of Allah. They said, we killed him. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ. But the fact is that they neither killed him, وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ, nor did they crucify him. وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. But they were deluded by resemblance. The note is there for you to read, inshallah. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ اخْتَلَفُوا فِيهِ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِّنْ. And those who dispute this matter are certainly in doubt about it. They do not know exactly what happened. The Yahud do not know what exactly happened when they wanted to capture Isa alayhi salam. مَا لَهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعَ الظَّنِّ. They have no definite knowledge about it, but they follow conjecture and assumption. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ يَقِينًا. And it is absolutely certain that they did not kill him. بَلْ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Ayah 158, but instead Allah raised him towards himself. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala took him to the heaven. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَزِيزًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah is exalted in might, all wise. وَإِن مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا لَيُؤْمِنَنَّ بِهِ قَبْلَ مَوْتِهِ. Ayah 159. There is none from the people of the book except that they will certainly believe in him, in Isa alayhi salam, before he dies. Isa alayhi salam will come back. And when he comes back, they will realize he was alive all the time. He was not killed. He was not crucified. And he was alive. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَكُونُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا. And on the day of resurrection, Isa alayhi salam will bear witness against them. He will bear witness against the Yahud for rejecting him. He will bear witness against the Nasara for calling him the son of Allah, whereas he said he is the slave of Allah, not the son of Allah. فَبِظُلْمٍ مِّنَ الَّذِينَ هَادُوا. Ayah 160. So because of the transgression of those who were Jews, الَّذِينَ هَادُوا, because of the transgression, all of these, what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has listed here, حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ. We prohibited for them pure and good things which were previously declared lawful for them. حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتٍ أُحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. And because of their preventing people much from the path of Allah. وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَى. Next ayah 161. And for their taking riba, usually. وَقَدْ نُهُوا عَنْهُ. Whereas they were forbidden from it. وَأَكْلِهِمْ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ. And for their devouring the wealth and possessions of people by false means. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ مِنْهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. And we have prepared for the disbelievers among them a painful punishment. Last ayah for this morning. وَلَكِنِ الرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ مِنْهُمْ. But those who are well grounded in knowledge among them, like some of them embrace Islam in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who are well grounded in knowledge, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ, and all the believers, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُ, who truly believe in what has been revealed upon you, وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, and what was revealed before you, and وَالْمُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةَ, and those who diligently observe salah, وَالْمُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ, and who discharge zakah, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and those who believe in Allah and in the last day. For these people, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, أُولَٰئِكَ سَنُؤْتِيهِمْ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. For those, we will grant them a tremendous reward very soon, inshallah. Let us do the tilawat of this ruku. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. يسألك أهل الكتاب أن تنزل عليهم كتابا من السماء فقد سألوا موسى أكبر من ذلك فقالوا أرنا الله جهرة فأخذتهم الصاعقة بظلمهم ثم اتخذوا العجل من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات فعفونا عن ذلك وآتينا موسى سلطانا مبينا ورفعنا فوقهم الطور بميثاقهم وقلنا لهم ادخلوا الباب سجدا وَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ لَا تَعْدُوا فِي السَّبْتِ وَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُمْ مِيثَاقًا غَلِيظًا فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ وَكُفْرِهِمْ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَقَتْلِهِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ وَقَوْلِهِمْ قُلُوبُنَا غُلْفٌ بَلْ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بِكُفْرِهِمْ فَلَا يُؤْمِنُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا وَبِكُفْرِهِمْ وَقَوْلِهِمْ عَلَى مَرْيَمَ بُهْتَانًا عَظِيمًا وَقَوْلِهِمْ إِنَّا قَتَلْنَا الْمَسِيحَ عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبَّهَ بها لهم وإن الذين اختلفوا فيه لفي شك منه ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما وإن من أهل الكتاب إلا ليؤمنن به قبل موته ويوم القيامة يكون عليهم شهيدا فبظلم من الذين هادوا حرمنا عليهم طيبات أحلت لهم وبصدهم عن سبيل الله كثيرا وأخذهم الربا وقد نهوا عنه وأكلهم أموال الناس بالباطل وأعتدنا للكافرين منهم عذابا أليما لكن الراسخون في العلم منهم والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وما أنزل من قبلك والمقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتيهم أجرا عظيما
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك